Hey, Editing Gem here. Just wanted to say you're going to hear some weird kind of splashy sounds and brushing sounds. And I think we were glazing ceramics at this point, which is something else that we do together. We make ceramics. And so I think that's when we were recording this, is when we were glazing. So there's a lot of like different weird sounds that you'll hear. And also our cat, which I apologize for in advance.
Hi, it's Gem.
And it's Jules.
And today is October 20th. And today was a kind of a big day for us because we tried on our formal clothes for the first time since our transitions.
Yep.
We went to the tux place and they had my tux and I got fitted for that.
And I must say, they looked very handsome.
You are so sweet.
They did. I was stunned. Not that they looked handsome, but I was just stunned at how handsome they look.
Thank you. And you put your hand over your heart. It was very cute.
I was amazed. You know, there was a day when all this would have been called cross-dressing.
Yes, and illegal in a lot of places.
That day was probably not all that long ago.
Yeah, so it's really nice to be able to walk into a suit shop and get fitted and not be treated like I'm weird.
I think we've mentioned this before, but it might have helped a little that the person in charge of the store was...
Yes, gay-ish.
Yeah.
Our gaydar was going on. And then, so the big revelations for me were... The shirt, I don't have a binder that fits me right now, and it pretty much covered my chest, which was really nice. And then once I was wearing the vest and the jacket, you couldn't see anything of my chest, and that was really nice. And hi, baby.
Let me describe it, if I might.
Okay.
It's just for those who are into this. It's just a very classic black, basic black dinner jacket, evening wear. The only thing off the classic that's going to happen is, I think the bow tie, which we're going to tie,
yes,
is going to be a black watch plaid. Other than that,
it's really standard,
yeah. Black, white shirt. Oh, the other thing that's not totally classic is you're wearing a vest instead of a cummerbund.
Yeah, I just didn't want my belly to be emphasized. And I wanted my boobs covered, so it does double duty.
Right.
Sorry, our cat is, like, really needy today. And then I learned about cufflinks. What are those little shirt front thingies?
Those are studs.
Studs? Shirt button things? Studs?
Those are studs.
Over,
right.
Instead of buttons.
Right.
I learned about that. And I learned about adjustable pants, which, why don't they make these for women? Because they're so comfortable. Oh my gosh. Yeah, adjustable pants. That was great. So that was, and I wore my shoes, which Jules very kindly shined up for me.
Yeah, I gotta say, it's there are advantages to having done these things in the past.
Yes, you knew how to help me. I knew how to help you when your dress came in today in the mail.
Yeah, I got that from, I think we've gone over this before, but I got that from Rent the Runway. For whom we are not getting a sponsorship, by the way.
If only. Maybe someday.
Yeah, so there's a pearl necklace. Everything now, I bought everything. So everything except for the dress, which was Rent the Runway. So it's a pearl necklace.
One single strand.
Mm-hmm.
And the dress is blue and it's off the shoulder.
The dress is navy and it's off the shoulder. And
it's a mermaid cut.
And the bracelet is sapphires and diamonds. I mean, not real, of course.
Could have fooled me.
And it looks pretty real.
It does.
And the earrings are sapphire and with a little pearl drop.
And you're wearing nude shoes.
And nude 1-inch pumps.
With a little cutout on the back, which are very cute.
So this is, you know, this is a big deal for both of us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there are ways in which this is kind of a huge announcement. I know maybe we wore jeans in the past, and surely we will in the future. But for now, this is who we are.
Yeah.
And we're telling at least my family and my whole extended family is going to be there. This is who we are. So,
yeah.
And I, you know, I was totally expecting to feel self-conscious. But in this dress is so gorgeous. That I'm going to feel anything but. I'm going to feel, this is, I couldn't imagine a better way to tell my family, yeah, this is the real thing. This is who I am. This is what I look like.
Yes.
And Taylor, too.
Yeah. I'm hoping to accessorize with some feminine stuff and wear some makeup so it's not like, oh, that's a trans boy. Since I am wearing very traditionally masculine clothing, I don't want people to be confused. But they're going to be confused anyway, but, you know, whatever. Yeah. If they're confused, it doesn't really matter. The people who know, know.
You know, I have an older brother who may, I don't know for a fact that he's going to be there.
Isn't it his kid getting married?
No.
Oh, no, we're talking about the older brother.
The oldest brother.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't know, I have not heard whether they're coming or not.
Isn't he the one with the really religious wife?
The wife is a very devout Catholic. And, you know, I mean, you know, she can't deal with it. I'm sorry.
There was something weird between you guys when you came out, right?
No, not between. I haven't seen her since she has learned.
Oh, okay.
No, I told my brother shortly after I came out to the rest of my family.
Right.
And he said he wasn't going to tell her, and then he did.
Ah, okay.
So, but I haven't seen her, either one of them, actually, since that happened. Yeah, we saw him on Zoom, but, you know, we were just me with hair longer than he remembered from recently, but my hair used to be that length anyways.
That's true, back in your hippie days.
So, anyway, this is just a fabulous way of coming out to the family to me. No, I mean, not coming out, but saying, yeah, okay, remember, like, this is who we are.
Really,
and
serious about it.
We're not going back.
Right. Yeah, I think we're feeling a lot more confident now that we've been able to try on our stuff and see how we look and, like, okay, this is how it's going to be. I guess that's it. I just wanted to talk about that briefly. Oh, and what you learned about was a side zipper.
Oh, yeah. I thought I was beginning to kind of nail down most of it, but yeah. Do you know what you think about that side zipper? It zips up under the arm. I'm used to zipping all kinds of places, but I hadn't seen that one.
Yeah, that's pretty standard for formal type stuff. Because it hides the seam. And then we've been working on how to do your pearls, how to clasp your pearls. I had to remember how to do that kind of thing.
The pearls aren't as bad as the bracelet.
The bracelet, you can't do that on your own. Like, that's just not possible. Anyway, so I thought it was really nice to have you to help me with the suit stuff, and I felt, like, useful helping you with the dress stuff.
Yeah.
It felt nice. It felt really nice and balanced, because both of us were kind of like, wait, I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, wait, I gotcha. As we have been in so many other ways.
There are advantages to this kind of arrangement.
There are.
And by that, I mean where one person is assigned female at birth and the other person is assigned male at birth, and, you know, they're just things you learn in the girl handbook and the guy handbook,
and that you just don't know them otherwise.
Right.
You don't even know they exist.
Right. So it's Wednesday now, and we will be leaving Friday morning. We're getting our nails done tomorrow. And I'm getting my hair done Friday morning. I guess I'm going to have to sleep on it Friday night, and that should be okay, right?
Yeah. What are you getting done to it?
Nothing, just curled.
Oh, okay. We'll do that. So you have an appointment already?
Oh, yeah. I've had it for 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
Yeah, this is like the event of your year.
Yeah, it really is.
Like, last year was like surgery, moving.
Yeah.
This is the wedding.
Yeah, for those of you who know Pygmalion or My Fair Lady, this is the embassy ball.
I love that.
This is like, yeah, you've been working on this and working on it. We're gonna show the goods.
Yes, we'll show you off now. Will the guy think you're Hungarian?
I hope Zoltan Kaparthi won't be there, but we'll see. I'm going to be 6'2" with the heels. I don't think there's anybody there who's going to be shocked to learn that I wasn't born assigned female. Fortunately, I come from a tall family, so I won't be the tallest person there.
You're going to be a lot taller than me, though.
Yep.
As usual, but even more so. Well, that's okay.
Yep.
I'll just have to reach up a little higher on my tippy toes to kiss you. Anyway, okay. That was all we have. We'll report back later how it went. Bye.